Blog Talk Radio.
We live. I'm about a part of the Sabbath day. I'll be live on Blog Talk. About a part of the Sabbath day. On this teaching. Giving it in. Hallelujah. All right, we live on Blog Talk, we live on Pal Talk, we live on YouTube, we also live on Facebook, about a part of the Sabbath day. All is. Yahuwah.
All right, we back to doing tomorrow. Some good learning about what this righteous spirit gonna be doing. And we know this righteous spirit gonna be doing some teaching, right? So let's see if it gonna bring something back to all your remembrance. Righteous spirit gotta bring something to your remembrance. So let's see what it's going to bring back to your remembrance. If we can read. In the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse number 4, let's see what it says in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, and let's pick it up at verse number 4.
Malachi, the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
What did it read?
Remember the law of Moses.
Remember the law? Uh-huh.
Him
mm-hmm.
in Horeb mm-hmm. for all Israel, the
statutes and judgments. It's the Motown sound down.
Mm-hmm. So he said, remember the law. We got to remember the law of Moses. And let's see what we could read some else about what we got to remember inside of this law of Moses. Let's go to the book of Exodus. Let's pick it up at chapter 20, verse 8, down to verse number 10.
Hallelujah, boy.
We're going to Exodus chapter 20. We're going to pick it up at verse 8, down to verse number 10. Okay. Okay, okay. Now, hold that, Sister A. Beard. Somebody give me the number one hit verse, since we already in the first five books. Somebody give it to me out of the law, and then we go get it and find out, because this is where they pulled it from. That's Psalms 119. This is where they pulled this from. Somebody give me that number one hit that we need first. For the nationalists, Sister A. Beard, you right. You on point. But we want that number one hit. Anybody give it to us.
All right, the fifth book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25, read.
That's right, Mother E. I heard you over there now. I'm getting them ears. I'm growing them ears like you said, man.
Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25, read.
What it read?
And it shall be our righteousness,
uh-huh,
if we observe to do all these commandments,
uh-huh,
the first five books, the law, before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he had commanded us.
So he said we have to keep the Sabbath day righteous. That means we have to be doing some law inside of our life. That's what we got to be doing. We got to be keeping these commandments of Yahuwah. And that was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. That's where you can read about what's the biblical definition of righteous. Now, since they did, give me a precept with that, please. I heard you over there now. You shouted out real fine, nice and clear, and with a loud voice.
Psalm 119, verse
137,
142, 143, 172.
Well, hallelujah. What's this, Ben? Call that out one more time for the national audience and make sure everybody got that real clear, because you just shouted out a few of them on them now. You know, they don't keep up. Everybody can't keep up on the same pace. So we want to make sure they write that down.
Psalm
119,
verse
137, uh-huh,
verse 142,
mm-hmm, verse 144, and
verse 172. All right, bring it on out. All right. Verse 137. Righteous are you, O
Yahuwah. That's right.
And upright are your judgments. Mm-hmm. Verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
How long is this righteousness?
An everlasting righteousness.
So his righteousness is a never end. That means these first five books were never end. Continue to read.
And your law, the Torah instructions, the first five books, is the truth.
So this law, the Torah instructions, the first five books, is his righteousness. It is the truth. Continue to read.
44. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting.
So the righteousness of this covenant is everlasting.
Yeah.
Give me understanding and I shall live.
Hallelujah.
What? Verse 142.
What it says?
My tongue shall speak of your word.
So it's tongue. They say my tongue shall speak of your word. Now, this David speaking right here, isn't it? Mm. Ain't this David doing the talking?
Hallelujah.
Let's see, let me see, can I pull that out, because I put myself out there now. It's something he said to Samuel. Let me see, can I pull that out with this?
Now,
I'm looking for something in Samuel that he said. Was it 29? 23, 29. First Samuel, 23, 29. 23, 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Now, let me go to Second Samuel. Second Samuel 23. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, I'm going to give my blessing in, too. Now, hold that thought, Sister Abir. And I haven't forgot that you hold, you still reading something over there, too, Sister Abir, because we're coming back there. Now, we want to make sure that it was David who wrote this song. You hear people that say, oh, Asaph wrote this thing, and this was David's song. So we're going to 2 Samuel, the seer. 2 Samuel, the seer. We're going to pick it up at chapter 23. We're going to go verse 1, we're going to go verse 2, and we're going to read verse number 3. It's David doing the talking right here. Now, how we know that? We can read. 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 1, read. Now these be the last words of David, the son of Jesse, said, is the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the Yahuwah of Israel, and the sweet summons of Israel, said, verse 2, the Spirit of Yahuwah spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Verse 3, the Yahuwah of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahuwah. So we know David wrote this Psalms out. So this was his lick that Yahuwah had him, was speaking through him to put this lick down. Now let me see this. See, I said he put my foot in my mouth, but now I got to see, can I get it out? It was something that was said. Let me see, can I run this down in the book of Acts? Now it was something said by the chief speaker. He said something about, what did he say about David in the book of Acts? Let me see, can I run that down? Matter of fact, let me get my other Bible. I'm gonna tell you that. We'll come back to that. Let me make sure I can run that down. But since they did, I know Yahuwah bring all things back to your remembrance. And I'm truly a firm believer of that. And if I can lay my eyes on this, as the elders say, then we can roll on with it. It was something that Peter said in the book of Acts about David. Is it chapter 2?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm gonna say, I don't know why I said 7.
I don't know
if that's the one. It might be the one I want. In chapter
25.
That's what we're looking for. That's what I'm looking for. In the book of Acts, Mother E, help me out, because we're talking about David here. And that's why we got our elder folks, you know, to oversee things when the young lion's roaring, to keep us sharp and tight. We got to make sure when we get out there, we're ready to roll. Yeah, we're going to Acts chapter 2, Mother E. And I need your help. And I know, Mother E, you're going to pull this right on out. Now, it was something was said about David, because we just come to find out that David was, Yahuwah was speaking through David. So let's find out something about David that we can read. In the book of Acts, pick it up at chapter 2. Let's read 25, and let's read all the way down until we get our point.
Acts chapter
2, verse 25. We're going to read until we down until we get our point. Make it around verse 30.
Acts chapter
2,
verse
25. Yes, ma'am.
But David speaks concerning him.
Mm-hmm.
I foresaw Yahuwah.
David said, I foresaw Yahuwah. Yes.
Always before my face.
He said, I always saw Yahuwah before my face. Remember, he's the summons. And he said that the Yahuwah spirit was upon him. Continue to read.
For he is on my right hand.
Uh-huh.
That I should not be moved.
Uh-huh.
Verse 26, therefore did my mind rejoice,
mm-hmm.
and my tongue was glad.
That's right.
Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27, because thus will not leave my soul in hell,
mm-hmm.
neither will thou suffer thine righteous one to see corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28, thus has made known to me the way of life, thus shall make me full of joy with thy countrymen.
Now this is what David was speaking when Yahuwah was speaking, and he was seeing some things going on in heaven about Yahuwah the Son and Yahuwah the Father. And he was bringing the lick down, and the chief speaker David, the chief speaker Peter, was letting be known about something that was David spoke out of his mouth in the tongue. And he bringing it out, saying, hold on right now. Remember, David was one of the 10 things that was going on in heaven. He was talking about the man of Yahuwah the Son and Yahuwah the Father, the things that was going on in heaven. So let's see what he has to say in verse 29.
Men and brethren.
That's right.
Let me freely speak.
What does the chief speaker want to speak about? Unto you of the patriarch David. That's right. He want to talk about King David.
Of the patriarch of David, that he is both dead and buried.
Uh-huh.
And his
sepulcher
is with us. This
day. They say we got the tomb of David sitting right on over there now. We got his sepulcher. He ain't with us no more. The king gone. Verse 30.
Verse 30. Therefore being a seal.
Oh, he was a what?
A seal.
So David was a king seal. You see what's going on here? See, Yahweh was doing something special with King David. He said, I'm going to reveal some things to you that you're going to have to write down to these children of Israel that they're going to need. And only one that's going to pick it up is voice of the true Israelites. When they time come around, they're going to see what Peter has put down and so in. Voice of the true Israelites will come around, and they're going to pick this thing up, and they're going to bring this thing back out and let it be known that David was getting spoken to by Yahweh the Son himself. Because he was a seer. And what else?
Therefore, being a seer and knowing that
Yahweh
had sworn with an oath to him.
Who is it him he sworn to?
David.
David. What did he say?
According to the flood, he would raise up Yahweh to sit over his throne.
So he's going to raise up Yahweh the Son to sit on that throne.
Right.
So David was a king still, bringing this flick down. So that's something we got to keep in mind. When David was sitting on that throne, Yahweh the Son was speaking to him, and that summons was David that was laying the lick down. Back to you, Sister David. Bring that back out where you left off at in that song. Yeah, going back to song. Then we'll swing back on over to whatever you hold over there. I know y'all quite rolling right now.
All right. Psalm 119, verse 172. My tongue shall speak of your word. For all my commandments, for instructions, first five books are righteous.
That's right. So we know that the first five books are righteous.
Yeah.
So when we was reading, back to you, Sister Bill, in Exodus chapter 20, and you was reading about keep the Sabbath day and keep it righteous, we know that righteous is the first five books of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
So you got to be able to keep the first five books of the Bible and show them, and you got to be a doer of this thing. That's why you got to keep it the Sabbath day. Make sure you're keeping it righteous. But now we're going to go find out what else he mean by when he said keeping it righteous too. How you keep the Sabbath day righteous. We know it's the first five books. It's the things you got to keep going on. What we got rolling? Pick it back up since they've been in Exodus.
Okay. Exodus chapter 20, verse 9. Six days shall you labor and do all your work.
So that means on the seventh day I could do some labor and do all my work too?
No.
Oh, 6 days.
So
we got 6 days to do all our work.
That's right.
Continue to read.
Verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
That's right.
And in it you shall do any work. Do not.
So you should, in that day, you should do what?
Do any work.
Continue to read.
You, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate.
Verse 11.
For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth,
mm-hmm.
the sea, and all that in them is the rest, the seventh day. Therefore, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Yahweh blessed the seventh day and hallowed it.
Hallelujah. So he blessed and he hallowed it. Where he do that at, that we can read? When he blessed the Sabbath day. For the National Honor for Teacher Moments, we want to make sure that we know where we can go read. Where is that that we can read where he blessed the Sabbath day?
In Genesis chapter 2,
hallelujah,
verse
2 and 3. Hallelujah. Bring that out, Brother Z. Pick it up at verse number 1. Just let me add something on to that. Pick it up at verse number 1.
Genesis.
Uh-huh.
Chapter
2,
verse
1
and
3.
Verse 1, the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2, and on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
So Yahweh rested on the seventh day, which all the work he had made. Continue to read.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
That's right.
And sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which he created and made.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we know that Yahweh had rested on the Sabbath day. And we know this is the day that he had rested on the day he had created and made. What does he do, Mother?
First go.
Now, give me that part when he say he, what he say he do to it in verse 3?
That in it he had rested from all his work,
mm-hmm,
which Yahweh created and made. That's what you want?
Give me verse number 2.
Verse 2. Okay, Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
Now I'm missing a very important word in there.
Okay, verse 3.
Give me, that's the one I need. Give me verse 3.
Okay, Genesis 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
That's what I'm looking for. Yahweh did what on the seventh day?
Bless the seventh day.
So the seventh day is the blessed day.
Yeah.
6 days you should work, but the seventh day you should rest, and that's the blessed day.
Yeah.
What has he did to him up there? That a blessing and what?
And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it,
now he sanctified it. Remember, he hollowed it.
Yes.
He sanctified it. So he sanctified it from all the other 6 days that he had created. That's what we want. We want to keep the blessed day. And when you want to keep the blessed day, remember, you got to keep this day holy. You got to keep this day righteous. So let's pick it up at Isaiah 58. And give me verse 13 and verse 14, Mother Eve. Have me out in Isaiah.
Isaiah 58, 13 and 14.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we want. We want Isaiah 58. And we want verse number 13 and verse number 14. Let's see what he had to say about this blessed day, and then should they be, it's going to come right behind you. So you might want to write this down. We're going to go to 56 after that. We're going to come back to 56, and we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3 this time, since they be. We're going to read verse 1, 2, and verse number 3 in Isaiah 56. The same book. Hallelujah. What?
Verse 14, then shall thou delight thyself in the Yahweh, and I will cause thee to rise up from the high places. of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, thy father, for the mouth of the Yahweh has spoken to
you. So if you want the blessing of Yahweh, he said you got to keep your foot from doing your own pleasures on this day. That's what you got to keep your foot from. And he said call it Sabbath, eight, delight. You got something over there, Brother Titus?
Yeah, I got the book of Exodus chapter 31, verse 15 and 17. You got Exodus chapter 31. I'm going to pick it up at verse 15 and 17. While we do this, alright, we're going to the second book of the Heavenly Tablets. The book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 15 down to 17. Exodus chapter 31, verse 15 reads, 6 days may work be done.
That's right.
But on the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
Hallelujah.
Right unto Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Whosoever doeth any work in the seventh day, he or she shall surely be put to death. Verse 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and shall observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for an everlasting covenant.
Hallelujah. So the children of Israel got to keep this Sabbath day for an everlasting covenant. The children of Israel have to be the one to do this. Now keep that in mind as we read this. You can't pollute your Sabbath day. You cannot pollute your Sabbath day. If you want your blessing, you can't pollute your blessing. You got to keep the Sabbath day, and you got to make sure you do it and call it a delight. It's honorable to Yahweh. Can't find your own way or your own words. You got to be in here reading, thus says Yahweh, getting in with all the camps, you're 70 miles anywhere near the camp. You're going to get up in there, call in, listen to the radio stations, the blog talk. We live on Facebook. We live on YouTube now. We live on Power Talk. You can find us in all these different places. So make sure you keep your Sabbath day and keep your mind in that book. Your mind on some Yahweh on this day you want some blessing. Now, let me get one more in there, Brother Titus, and I'm going to have a torch on to you for some more, get you some in there. Let's see what we got rolling over that Sister Day beard. Bring that on out. Bring Isaiah 56 on out.
Isaiah 56.
That's right.
Verse 1. Thus said Yahweh, keep your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come.
That's right.
And my righteousness to be revealed.
Now he said my salvation is near to come.
Yes.
What's his salvation that's going to come that we can read? Let's pick it up at Psalms and let's find out about this salvation. Let's go to 116, and let's read verse number 13. Pick that up for me, Brother Titus.
All right. Where we at?
Psalms 116, verse number 13.
I'm going to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 116, verse 13. Going to Psalms 116, verse 13. Psalms 116. Verse 13 reads.
What it reads?
I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
So you gotta get your salvation in the name of Yahweh. That's for your salvation. You gotta have that name down packed too now. Because that name it's back now. Of course, the true Israelite, we bring that name on out. So that cup of salvation is in that name.
Bring it out, y'all.
Mother, give me Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Let's see what he said in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 about that salvation in that name.
Bring it out, young lives. Bring it out. The world is listening. Bring it out.
We're going to Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Remember, he said the name of Yahweh. How many letters that Sister Day beard?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Four letters. Y-H-W-H. That name you got to bring out for that salvation. Now, let's see what else he had to say in that. Let's go read that. Mother, Acts chapter 4. Verse number 12. What do we read?
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
Oh, so there is no salvation in none other. That's why I want to make sure I emphasize that, because we know salvation is in the name, but when he started off, he said, neither is there salvation in any other. Gotta make sure we bring that out real clear from the way you did, Mother Eve. Well, now, what did he say to salvation about that? Some more about this salvation.
For there is none other name under heaven given among men.
Now, we got to stop right there. For there is none other name. So there ain't no other name. There is no other name given among men. He said there is no other name under heaven given among men. So in order for you to be get this salvation, you and you to be saved, you gotta have this name, this four letter name, Yahweh, YHWH. That's what you gotta have.
That's right.
Now we back rolling over to you. Who's going to read? Where we left off at? We're going back to Isaiah 56. Just got down reading, that's right, now, give me the next verse.
Okay, Isaiah 56, verse 2 and 3. Verse 2, blessed is the man that doeth this.
Now, blessed is the man that doeth this. And if you want the salvation, you want to do righteous, and you know salvation is in the name, and you blessed if you do this. What you got to do?
And the Son of Man that lieth repose on it.
And the Son of Man that lie hold on this. Now you gotta lie hold. You gotta hold on to this now. You want this blessing.
That keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it.
Oh, so you gotta keep the Sabbath from polluting it. So you gotta keep your Sabbath day from polluting it if you want the salvation.
And keepeth his hands from doing any evil.
So you can't do no evil on the Sabbath day and any evil, period. So he's saying you can't do no evil. If you want this salvation.
That's right.
He said you can't do no evil. You can't pollute your Sabbath day. You can't be walking around here polluted.
You can't be spilling cars on the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
let me get a let old Steve get a preach up in on that.
Hallelujah. What?
Young line. In Matthew chapter 29, and we got to make sure our prayer is to somebody that we can read.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be doing no evil on the Sabbath day. You got to keep your mind on somebody. So in Matthew chapter 15 there, young man, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's go see how it is in verse 29.
We're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 29, read. Matthew, chapter 15, verse 29, read.
You listen to this.
And Yahweh the Son departed from this.
Good. Right there. Now, who is this Yahweh the Son in the last line of verse number 30? Who is this guy? Yahweh the Son. No, who?
All right, the last line of verse 30. Matthew chapter 15, verse 30.
Yeah, who is this Yahweh the Son in the last mind? Verse 31. Yeah, who is this last? Who is this guy? Who is this? And Yahweh departed from them. Who is this guy? According to the eyewitness in 31, the last mind.
The Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh of Israel. This guy is the Yahweh of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And this guy right here, this guy is the Yahweh of Israel. So if you're doing any kind of prayer, who you pray to?
The Yahweh of Israel.
Back over to the Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Back over to you, Sister Abir.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 2. And keepeth his hands from doing any evil.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people.
Mm-hmm.
Neither let the
eunuch
say, behold, I am a dry tree.
And we come to find out that stranger, that you can't be like them. So as you are a stranger, should be in Numbers 15, verse 15 and 16. And remember, you can't pollute the Sabbath day and can't do no evil, period. Even on the Sabbath day and the sixth wicked day, ain't no evil going on. And it's something that was said, and I'm going to hand it over to you, brother, tied to Israel, T. Roy, in Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3.
And we are what?
And what we live on? What's going on?
We live everywhere right now. We're working on live on some more things coming up in the future.
We live on
Blog Talk, Pow Talk. We live on Facebook, and we live on YouTube. You can catch us on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe YHDH, and you can catch us on live on Facebook at BOTTY.
Hallelujah,
what? What we reading over there, Brother Titus Israel, C. Roy, Travi, Yadot, Judah? Give me Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. How your mind should be on this Sabbath day without polluting and doing no evil. Get something on that.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace.
That's right.
Whose mind is stayed on you.
Uh-huh.
Because he trusted in you.
Hallelujah, boy. All right, Brother Titus, you up on the clock. I'm sitting back. I'm right here with you.
Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy.
All right. That perfect peace.
That's right.
All right. Okay. I'm going to get a little bit more on that Sabbath, what that Sabbath ties in with real quick. I'm going to go to Mark chapter 2. Verse 27 to 28, and I'm going to get a second witness on that, Matthew 12, verse 8. All right, Mother Z. Let's go to Mark chapter 2, verse 27 to 28.
Mark chapter 2, verse 27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
Not man for the Sabbath. Go ahead, verse 8.
Verse
28.
Mark chapter 2, verse 28. Verse 28. Therefore, the Son of Man is Yahweh, Also of the Sabbath.
All right, so you can precept that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 8.
So who's the mighty one on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock? Who's that? Who was that?
Me.
Save himself. So if you're doing the 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning, Sunday, first day of the week, all you in the grip will save the death.
That's right.
Matthew 12.
Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 12, verse 8.
For the Son of Man is Yahweh, even of the Sabbath day.
I thought it was on first day of the week. Mm-hmm. Say on the Sabbath day.
That's Sun worship.
Sun worship.
S-U-N worship.
Mm-hmm. S-U-N worship. Sun worship. They tell you, even Satan, they tell you in Isaiah 14, he's like a counterfeit of Yahweh anyway, in Isaiah 14. You can read that in Isaiah 14. Let's go to Isaiah 14. He's a counterfeit banner. Let's go to Isaiah 14. All We go to Isaiah 14, verse 12. All right, Sister P. done been Prince Israel. Let's go to Isaiah 14, verse 12.
Matter
of fact, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How are you falling from heaven, O Lucifer? Now, you see how they say words there, Lucifer. That ain't got nothing to do with, you're not even going to say Levite. You know that they're going to put words in there and stumble all day long. Ain't no Lucifer fall from no heaven at all. We're not even going to say the fight at all, period.
Well, let's get a precept on that. Hey, Mother E, how about a precept on that, Mother 12, verse 9? Let's find out who this Lucifer is. Let's see who this Lucifer is we can read back on Revelation 12, verse 9.
That's right.
What it say, Mother E? 12, verse 9, what it say we can read?
Revelation chapter 12. Verse
9. 12, verse 9, what does it say?
Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out.
Dragon?
The serpent. Serpent? And Satan.
Serpent? And Satan? What else?
Which deceived the whole world.
So he's the what again? What is his title again, Mother?
A deceiver.
He's a deceiver. Now bag him and get it and emphasize all his titles. Let's see if we find any of Lucifer in there.
Okay.
What is it again?
Isaiah
4. Read it again. Let's get it all right here.
Okay, you want me to read that over?
Read it again.
Okay. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon.
Dragon.
Cast out.
Serpent.
Serpent.
Or the devil. That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Not Lucifer, that's the devil. The devil. So you had a devil in you. Go ahead and read.
And Satan. Which deceived.
And he on the sea, the whole world. Everybody been the sea. But everybody thinks the Roman Catholic Church of Latter-day Saints is the real deal. But the real deal is bought.
That's the true deal.
That's the real deal. Back to the young lions. Come on.
All right. You heard it. Deceiver.
Who's reading?
All right. So the people was reading, he was reading Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. All right. Back to Isaiah, the seer chapter 14, verse 21. I mean, verse 12. Make that verse 12.
Okay.
Verse 12. Oh, y'all. Verse 12. Make that verse 12. Isaiah chapter 14.
How are you falling from heaven, Satan, the devil, the serpent, the son of the morning? How are you cast down to the ground?
Are you cut down to the ground? Go ahead.
Which do
is weaken the nation. Which did weaken the nation. Every nation by the sun is weak up under him.
Yeah.
That's where they get their power from. Go ahead, verse 13.
For you have said in your mind.
This is what Satan said in his mind.
I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yahweh. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. Verse 14, I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Verse 15.
He said, I will be like the Most High Yahweh. That's what he said.
Right.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High Yahweh. So he want to be in comparison real quick. And I go to that precept real quick. We're using. All right, I'm going to get it up in there, 2 Thessalonians real quick. Let's get in 2 Thessalonians real quick. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Verse 5. We're going to 2 Thessalonians. We're going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
That's an old name out there.
All right, 2 Thessalonians. All right, Mother Z. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. 2
Thessalonians.
Okay. Pick it up at verse 3 real quick. Pick it up at verse 3. We're going to read down real quick.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed.
It be revealed not. It's folding them.
But that day of falling away came because they fell away from the truth. Mm-hmm. They fell from the truth. And who was the truth? Mother Eden. 6:14 verse 6 of St. John. So they fell away from this guy here.
Uh-huh.
This guy they fell away from. And A, B, or B found exactly what we're talking about this truth.
Mm-hmm.
In 8:32 and 17 of St. John.
That's right.
So they fell away from this. So they have fell away from it. They paid this day no never mind. They fell away from it. They don't even know who this guy is. They ain't got a clue on who this guy is. They fell away. So we know that's on the clock. That's why we must come now, because they fell away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is the truth? What that 14 verse 6 say? What we got?
John 14 verse 6.
Yeah, what we got is 14 verse 6. Back up at A.B. of Phoebe. In 8:32,
mm-hmm.
and 17 of St. John. Hardcore all the way. Remember,
that's right.
We live on Facebook. We live on YouTube. We live on Blog Talk, Tab Talk. And many more stations is on the way. So we got to get this word out to get our blessings, because we've been chosen for this hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to bring it out, and we got to bring it out boldly, get this message to those that got ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, ain't but 2/3 that's going to make it. 2/3 of Israel, 3/6 is not going to make it.
Right.
9 got to be built up.
Mm-hmm.
Build up 9. And when 9 get built up, they go up to 12.
That's right.
Called a 4-4. 3/6 is not going to make it. 9, when you read Zechariah 13:8-10, 9 got to be built up. The teachers got to be built up. And once the teachers get built up, you don't go back to what 3 and 6, they finished. You go for 12, that third, that's waiting to hear stuff. So we trying to find that third, they somewhere, and by being on YouTube and Facebook at the same time with Blog Talk and Pair Talk, and most things on the way, we're going to find out those that want this word. Not only be a hero of the word, you got to be a what? A doer of this word. Not just in a hero. We have to turn on and hear that old loud mouth here for a minute and them young lions in the hill roaring. Okay, now what? You heard the word, now what? Because you got it real plain here, Brother Micaiah. In Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21, and 22. We've got it real plain now. What he said we can read in Matthew chapter 7. Brother Micaiah, he got a statement written in verse 21 and 22. Can you help those stay out for a minute?
The book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and verse 22.
Listen good.
The book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 22.
Yeah, what did it say?
Verse 21 reads.
What?
Not everyone that says unto me, Yahweh, to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
See, you can know this name. You can know this name. He said, all that, Yahweh. I know his name from four letters. Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
But he that do.
Give me that microphone.
Have your microphone.
So So, all I know his name is Yahweh, okay? You know his name is Yahweh, huh? Good. Let's see what he said about that.
Now, everyone that enters to me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, go ahead.
But he that do the will of my
you
Father.
You got to do the will. You got to do the will. Hey, be a Phoenix. What is the will in Psalm 40, verse 8? You must do his will. You can know the name. Oh, I know the name. You even have on friends. But what about his will? Is you doing his will? 40, verse 8. Psalm 40, verse 8. What is his will?
Psalm chapter 40, verse 8.
What is, read.
I delight to do your will.
I delight to do your will. Who?
Oh, my Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Your Torah instruction.
Your law for the national order, they need to hear what they need to hear. The law. Your law.
It's within my heart.
You gotta have a law. The law in your mind. You gotta have a law in your mind.
That's right.
To do his will. Yahweh's will is you doing his law.
Mm-hmm.
And his law means 24 verse 1 and 8 there, Mother E. Leviticus 24 verse 1 and 8. What is his will? What is his will about doing his law? Leviticus 24, 1 and verse 8. What is his will that we can read that? Hey, Mother E, those sins just got nervous. How long we got to wait? 24 verse 1 and 8. Leviticus 24 verse 1 and 8.
Who oppose
and exalt
himself above all that is called Yahweh, that is
worship.
Worship, so that he, as Yahweh, sit in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh.
Showing himself that he is Yahweh. All right, I'm going to get a second witness on. Everybody got their book out, Gad the Seer, real quick. Ancient book, Gad the Seer. All right, I'm going to pull some out on who this is real quick. The ancient book, Gad the Seer, real quick. All right. Okay, I'm going to Gad the Seer, page. I'm going to page 32. Going to page 32. Gad the Seer, chapter 2, verse 15. Gad the Seer, chapter 2, verse
15.
Chapter 2, 15. Yes, ma'am. You got your book? You got Gad the Seer? Okay, Mother E. You're going to Gad the Seer, chapter 2, verse 15. Yeah, think about verse 15 real quick.
Page 32.
Yeah, verse 15.
Page 32.
Woe to you, O Esau. It is fast. Go ahead.
Woe to you, O Esau, and his five sons,
right,
that sit in the land of Chittim.
Where they sit at?
In the land of Chittim.
Mm-hmm. He took over your Japhetic land. You can read that story in the book of Josh.
The land of Chittim. He can tell you what the name of his mother. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Rome.
That's right.
Rome.
In the north of the Mediterranean Sea.
Putting the bag on.
Right up on.
For you destroy,
verse 16. Verse 16.
Pointing
the thing at. That's why he said, Oh, they never heard of the book of God that's here.
Because they in, give me that verse. Tell me out here, what that verse in Proverbs, I'm going to tell you why they ain't never heard of that. Now, I never heard of that. You know why? You got it written in Proverbs why you ain't never heard of it. Tell me out there, A.L., over in the book of Proverbs, they talked about where you at when you ain't heard of nothing. What we talking about? They tell you.
Y'all know
where you at in Proverbs. Can you help those stay out there, Elder?
16.
Yeah. Let's pull that verse out. They said, well, I never heard about no book of Gad. We know you ain't heard about nothing. You ain't heard about number
16.
16. 21:16. Thank you, Elder. 21:16. Bring that out, Brother Makai.
Right.
See, this is the reason why you ain't heard of these books that we brings out, keeping the Sabbath day, his true name. Let me show you why you haven't heard of it. Proverbs 21:16. Bring it out there, Brother Makai. Bring it out.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21:16. Verse 16 reads.
What?
The man that wandereth out of the way of
understanding. And the one that wandereth out of the way of understanding.
Shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
And that's what if you in Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you in the what?
Congregation of the dead.
Congregation of the dead. That's why you ain't heard none of this from the Catholic Church, the Latter-day Saints, the WCC, 500 million members. Because that's the congregation of the dead.
Yeah.
That's why you ain't heard none of this. But you can hear it 6 nights a week from Boston.
Back to the young line. All
right.
Hallelujah. All right. We have the book of Obadiah. For the book of Obadiah. This is it. Chapter 1. Obadiah, chapter 1. And pick up at the Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. Real quick. Then we're going to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And then we're going to skip down to verse 5. All right, Sister Phoebe, a bear Princess Israel of Steve Roy. Princess.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 5. Verse 1. The vision of Obadiah, the seer. Thus says Yahweh concerning Edom, Esau. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen nations. Arise, you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 2. Behold, I have made you small among the heathen nations. Are greatly despised.
And we know that word is despised. That's another word meaning abhorred or hatred.
Yes.
Verse 5.
If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off?
How are you cut off? Go ahead.
Would they not have stolen till they have not had enough? If the great gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes?
They don't leave nothing. They take everything. They don't leave nothing. They don't leave nothing at all. They take everything. That's everything. Okay, give me that verse 6 real quick.
Verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up?
As Z-O-T-T-Y, exposing what they truly own.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, let me get another one. Let's go to Jeremiah real quick. There's another precept on that. We're saying that, too. Even Jeremiah the seer spoke of that as well, too. We go to Jeremiah 49 real quick. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the precept. We coming from Obadiah, right? We precepting. Okay. Matter of fact, pick it up at pick up at verse 8 to make it sound good, real quick. We're going to read down to verse 10. Pick up at verse 8 to make it sound good. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 8 to 10.
Audio out of here, John Lyon.
That's Book of Jeremiah.
That's for YouTube and Facebook. They need to hear some audio in their radio. Go ahead, read.
The Book of Jeremiah is here. Chapter 18, verse 18, 19, and 20.
Yeah, read 18 and pause
on for
a minute.
Verse 18, read. Then
says
they,
what,
come.
What is they saying?
Come.
What?
And let us divide devices.
Yeah.
Against Jeremiah the seer.
Oh, so that they say, come on, let's come on with something that we can work with on Jeremiah the seer.
For the law.
Uh-huh.
For the law shall not perish from the priest.
So right, go ahead.
Nor counsel from the wise.
Yeah.
Nor the word from the seer.
Uh-huh.
Come and let us smite him with the tongue.
What are they going to smite Jeremiah with?
With the tongue.
They're going to put a rumor out on Jeremiah. They're going to smite him with the tongue for what reason?
And let us not give heed to any of his words.
And we ain't going to listen to him. We don't want... They're like, if you don't see or not, it's his seal, don't never mind. But okay, keep on playing me, don't never mind. And sooner or later, all these words will come back upon you. Read verse 19 and 20.
Verse 19. Give heed to me.
Yes.
Oh, Yahweh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
And hearken to the voice of them that contend with me.
And that's right. That's right. Go ahead.
Verse 20. Shall evil be recompensed for good?
Yeah.
For they have digged a pit for my soul.
Yeah.
Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them and to turn away your wrath from them.
See, and that's what we call this network 6 nights a week. Matter of fact, see, we ain't kept nothing from you. Matter of fact, in 69 verse 4, Brother Titus, Psalm, we ain't kept nothing from you. What the hell is a microphone that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, verse 32. We're coming back. Mm-hmm. All right, we have verse 17. Gathesia chapter 2, verse 17.
Because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.
So in his mind, you see what he said?
Mm-hmm.
The days. Now, so we find out that that thing right there, according to what we read, Esau, he went to his father and complained about the blessing that his brother got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, how did you pull it off today? Now, I'm looking for a verse there, Elder. I'm looking for a verse in Genesis when Isaac was doing what he had to do, somebody was right there doing something. Can you help the OC out there, Elder? When he was doing what he had to do, Elder, and somebody was right there, and I want to know what happened that we can read. Mm-hmm. Now I need to know what happened that we can read, Dale. I want the verse that we want that we can read for this for YouTube and for Facebook. We want them to read something that was going on, and somebody was standing by that we could read. Can you help me out, Elder? Somebody was standing by when all that good stuff was going on. We're going to help the old seer out on that. That somebody was standing by and they observed something that happened. Now who going to help the Elder and the seer out on that verse? If something's going on that we can read, and you can pick it up around the time, we give you a clue of where it's at. It's around the time where the ladder was going up, all the ladder was...
28.
Oh, yeah, you can get it. You begin your idea where you got to pick it up at.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around the ladder. Somewhere in the verses around about 40-something, something was going on that we need to tie in to it. So who's going to pull that verse out? Something was going on. We want to pull that verse out. About when the ladder was going up and down and something else was going on. So who will help the OC out on that verse? Who will help the OC out? Who will pull OC out in that verse right there?
28 verse number 10.
Well, something was going on, and somebody put the eyeball on something. So now, that's the verse we're looking for. I want number one hit on somebody was peeping at something when the blessing was going on.
Oh, it's in 27. When the blessing was going on?
You want a verse on something was going on there. Now, who's going to pull that verse
27:34.
All right, let's see what was going on without telegraphing anything.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 34 reads, and when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out.
That's what we want. We want something else. I mean, you can use that, but I want something else to bring out.
I don't
want to tell it at all. All I want to do is just have it read. I want to have it read exactly. Now, if y'all want to bump it around, I just want to tell you. 28 verse 6. I was one of the young lions that go ahead and get old seal 28 verse number 6. 28 verse 6. Make a note of the young lions. You can get y'all be on the clock. Probably me and Noel probably back drinking some herbal tea now. Y'all have to deliver.
Book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 6.
Listen to God.
When Esau thought that Isaac had blessed Jacob.
Wait a minute. Esau thought what?
That Isaac had blessed Jacob.
See, he saw this thing. So how is he talking about the blessing was given to him? That surely he alive in a pit of hell because he saw the blessing given to his brother.
Yes,
is that what we read?
You
got to put the foot on these liars. The Latter-day Saints and the Roman Catholic Church. They are liars.
Yeah.
And the WCC But we don't say it all out. They lied. They're keeping the wrong day, wrong name, and lying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the series is about bringing their lies out. If you say you did this, let's read this together.
Right.
We're reading that Esau saw what? What did he saw?
Saw that Isaac blessed Jacob.
Yeah.
And sent him away
to
Padamaram.
You see that? Now look at that. Now, so how do you read in Gad where he said that the blessing was good to him? By deception.
Liar.
That's always you.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. You're a liar. From the pits of hell. Back
That's
to the young lion.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they lying on every point.
Psalm 116, 11.
You said what? Psalm what?
116, 11. All men are liars.
We want the number one here. Let's go to Isaiah 58 real quick. Go to Isaiah 58.
We want to know what people. We talking about people now.
We talking about people. That's it.
Because you go up there, the police, they said, some man was in my pocket. They said, yeah, I see your pocket missing. I need to know more about the man, what man we're talking about. See, we need to know more about who this lion is.
Yes, right.
We need to bring him out.
And that's right.
That was the series all about, bringing out that lion man. He don't lie to our soap fathers and mothers. They got to be January the 1st, hog and black eyed peas. Hog and black eyed peas. And Yahweh's time did not start in January. The first of the year starts in April, not January, not when everything cringes. They wrong on every point.
Yeah.
So that's why we got to come hardcore and take care of Yahuwah's business.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Psalms 58, verse 3. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel of Steve Roy. Psalms 58, verse 3. And read verse 4 real quick as well, too. Psalms 58, verse 3 and 4. Sister Phoebe up here, Princess Israel, C. Roy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Edom said, we are intruded, but
ravished.
We will.
Ravished.
But it said, we are in part punished. But we will return and build the desolate place. Thus said the Yahweh of hosts, you shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Yahweh have indignation forever.
You said who?
The people.
You're not missing just no one. He's talking about the whole race of Esau.
Hallelujah.
The whole race he got to work with. The whole race of Esau. What he got with him?
In the nation.
He say he going to throw down. And what's the precept of him throwing down A.B. of David? What's the precept in 18 chapter verse 10, 11, and 21? End time prophecy of Revelation. Let's read actually the throwdown that we can read. You're going to build, and you have built. Got high-strapers building all over the place. You have did that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what Yahweh told John to write in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1. He said, John, write the hereafter. Now he's going to read exactly what he tried to tell you to do in 18 verse 4. This is what he's telling you to do first before you read 10 and 11 now. A, B, or B, B. 18 verse 4, get warmed up at 18:4. Revelation 18 verse 4. Get warmed up at 18:4 and A, B, or B, B. What it say in 18 verse 4? Then skip down to 10, 11, and 21.
Revelation chapter
18,
verse 4.
Now, this is for you. What?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, 10, 11, and 21. Verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven.
What? You were saying what?
Come out of her, my people.
Come out of her, my people. Put down, come back to your culture. And your nationality. Come back to find out what? What you've been ordained to do, come out of her, my people. Go ahead.
That you be not partakers of her sin.
Don't be partaker of her sin. When you're doing Sunday, Lord, God, and Jesus, you sin. Go ahead.
And that you receive not her plague.
Because you're going to receive her plague by doing Lord, God, Jesus, and Sunday.
Verse
10 and 11.
Verse 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Allah, Allah, that great city Babylon.
That mighty city.
For in 1 hour.
All Yahweh need how much time?
One hour. Is your judgment.
1 hour, Yahweh is going to do some damage to this great big Babylon here called the United States of America. One hour. Verse 11.
And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over.
And all the merchants, all the ones that bring their big ships and them dry them chucks in and out, bring all the merchandise. They're going to start crying. Read.
And for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore.
Yo, that's right. Go ahead and read.
Verse 21.
Now, how you going to do it, A.B. of people? A little more audio now.
And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone.
And, go ahead.
And cast it into the sea, saying.
What?
Thus, with violence.
With what?
With violence.
With violence.
Babylon be thrown down.
You see the man say it? This city gonna be thrown down. What kind of way?
With violence.
With violence. This thing, and if you don't know what to do, where to be, this thing going out with what kind of way is he defeated?
With violence.
With violence. So tell your loved ones, when this thing go down, which way is going down, A.B.
With violence.
With violence.
And shall be found no more at all.
And you're not going to be found no more at all. When he kick you out this next time, you're going out with violence. Brother Micaiah, get the precept on that in the 14th chapter, verse number 8 of Revelation. Precept there, and he's going to tell you something. He's going to look your eyeball to eyeball and tell you something, 14 verse 8. Get in that microphone, Brother Micaiah, and let's look at some 14 verse 8.
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse number 8.
What?
Verse 8 reads.
What?
And there follows another angel.
Another angel.
Saying.
Saying.
Babylon is fallen.
Babylon, great America, have fallen.
Is fallen. That great city.
That what?
That great city.
And you know what the great city is. Go ahead.
Because she made all nations.
She made what?
All nations.
All nations.
Drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
All nations have drunk Sunday. Lord God and Jesus. When skinny jeans and days of dudes. All nations is doing the Babylonian thing. Go ahead.
Verse 9.
What?
And the third angel followed them, saying.
Saying what?
With a loud voice.
With a loud voice.
If any man worships the beast.
If any man or woman worships this system you hear right now. You worship this system you hear right now. You have to, on the Sabbath day, you're not doing no dust as Yahweh. Go ahead, read.
And his image.
And his image is what you're looking at. That image you see in them churches. Caesar 4J. Pale man with blood soaked through his skin that teaches you about Lord God and Jesus and Sunday and Christmas. Go ahead.
And receive his mark in his forehead.
And you receive the mark in your forehead.
Or in his hand.
Or in his hand. That means you agree with it and your mind will follow you there regardless of what he's saying. Go ahead.
That same verse 10.
Go ahead.
That same should drink of the wine of the wrath.
Same person, you gonna drink the what?
The wine of the wrath of Yahweh.
The wine of the wrath of Yahweh. So if you tied into this system you're in now, you study Panacea on Level 9. You got six camps, all of them ready to help you. Call for details. 224-600-5579. If you within 70 miles or 1 to 6 locations, get in where you fit in, but have big ears and a little mouth. Go ahead.
Of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture.
That means he's going to hit you straight in your nose or straight shot to the nose.
And through the cup of his indignation.
And his cup of his indignation.
And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone.
And you're going to be tormented with fire and brimstone.
In the presence of the righteous ministry spirit.
And everybody's going to be watching you get tormented by you believing that preacher telling you about the Lord God Jesus Sunday. And we're going to precept that and he'll tell you something by the seer and 2 verse 1 down to verse 10 of Sirach. Read that, Brother Titus. Sirach, chapter 2, 1 down to verse 10. He's going to tell you something. It's up to you.
Sirach the seer, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
Listen good.
Sirach the seer, chapter 2, verse 1.
What?
My son. If you come to serve Yahweh.
My daughter. If you come to serve Yahweh.
Prepare your soul for temptation.
You're going to get hit in the mouth. You're going to go through some temptation. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Verse 2. Set your mind aright.
But set your mind right.
And constantly endure. And make no haste in time of trouble.
And don't run when we chastise you, correct you. Don't run.
Hallelujah. Verse 3.
What?
Cleave unto him. And part not away.
And don't part away.
That you may be increased at your...
But you can be increased at your last end, read.
Verse 4.
What?
Whatsoever is brought upon you...
Whatever brought upon you...
Take it cheerfully. And be patient. You are changed to a low estate.
And if you get chastised, get changed to a low estate.
Yahweh. Verse 5.
What?
The gold is tried in the fire.
Gold. The children of Israel is the gold. We got the elder got to try you. The seer got to try you. We got to see what you're on. Go ahead.
An acceptable man in the furnace of adversity.
That's right. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
Believe in him.
Believe in Yahweh.
And he will help you.
And he will help you if you believe in him.
Yes. Order your way upright.
Order your way upright.
And trust in him.
Very.
Verse 7.
What?
You that fear Yahweh.
Fear Yahweh. You wait for his mercy.
And go not aside, lest you fall.
You're going to fall by going to the left or to the right. This is a straight thing. Go ahead.
Yes.
What?
Verse 8.
What?
You that fear Yahweh.
You that fear Yahweh.
Believe him.
Believe in you some Yahweh.
And your reward should not fail.
And your reward will not fail, you read?
9.
What?
You that fear Yahweh.
You that fear Yahweh.
Hope for good.
Hope for good.
And for everlasting joy and mercy.
Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
Look at the generations of old.
He said, look. He said, you can look. Any generations of old. Go all the way back to any book that Yahweh handprint on it. Go ahead.
And see, did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded?
If you trust in Yahweh, you will not be what?
Confounded.
You will not be confounded.
Or did any abide in his fear?
If anybody abide in his fear,
and was forsaken.
And you're not going to be forsaken.
Yes. Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him?
And he, now give me 12, Micaiah, give me 12 1. So, when you trust in this man, go through the bumps. Get chastised by the one that's anointed to do this thing.
Hallelujah.
Take it with patience.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from it. We try to save your life.
Yes.
Come out of her. Come out of that Roman Catholic Church. Come out of that Latter-day Saints teaching. Come out of Islam, Judaism. Come to the living Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel. That's the only one you need to be concentrated on. 12-1, Brother Micaiah, bring it out. Sirach, 12-1, Brother Micaiah, bring it out.
The book of Sirach, chapter 12.
Give me some audio. Give me some audio. I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing going on now.
The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse
what?
Number 1.
Listen good.
Verse 1 reads.
What?
When you will do good.
When you do good.
Know to whom you do it.
And when you do good, know to who you do good to.
So shall you be thanked for your benefit.
So shall you be thanked for your benefit. See, you just can't just go around like a brother told me, well, what you do today? Well, I'm just going to ride downtown. I'm just going to hand out dollar bills. Mm-hmm. You think you'll get a blessing by doing that? Listen to what he told Sirach. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Lamario.
Verse 2.
What?
Do good to the Yahwali man.
Do good to the Yahwali man.
And you shall find a recompense.
And then you get a recompense.
And if not for him.
If you don't get a recompense from the Yahwali man.
Yet from the Most High Yahweh.
Yahweh will step in and at your finest need. You might all of a sudden get the coffee and get the token there all over the place. For if Yahweh step right in. He said, you done right with the Yahwali man, didn't you? Then let me step in and help you out now. Because you following the rules and regulations of my book, read.
Verse 3.
What?
There can't no good come to him.
If no good can come to him or her.
That is always occupied in evil.
And you always occupied in evil.
Nor to him that give it no alms.
That means you don't do no tithes, free will off, and donations. You ignore what the Bible says. Your blessing is when you give and help the ministry trying to fill a land, school, banquet hall. We're trying to help you and your loved ones that you have, that you know of. Land, school, banquet hall. Time to put it all together. Go ahead and read.
Verse 4.
What?
Give to a Yahwali man.
Give to the Yahwali man.
And help not a sinner.
And if you help a sinner. Now, look what the man telling you. Now, you help. Now, what is a sinner? A sinner is the Lord God and Jesus and the Son he keeps. That is a sinner according to the Bible. He said, help not a sinner. And how you recognize a sinner? The one that keeps Lord God, Jesus, Sunday, and Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving and New Year with a big old hall and black eyed beads. That's a sinner. He said, help not a sinner. Go ahead and read.
Verse 5.
What?
Do well unto him.
Do well unto him.
That is lowly.
That's lowly.
But give not to the unyakwah.
He tell you what not to do, but you do it anyway. You let your feelings get in the way, and you do it anyway. Go ahead.
Hold back your bread.
You know, hold back your money.
And give it
your time. Your time. Hold back your money and your time.
And give it not unto him.
And don't give it to a Sunday keeping pastor. Lord God and Jesus. This is running all over the place. Wearing skinny jeans and all that. He said, don't do that. Go ahead.
Lest he overmaster you thereby.
Do he overmaster you thereby? Go ahead.
For else, you shall receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall have done.
You mean well. You're doing a fleshly, lowly thing, but all of a sudden you always find yourself broke down. You always find something happen to you, break you down. Blood pressure run up. All type of problems happen to you. Chicken knee go out on you. He don't tell you what causes the problem because you let your feelings get away up to the Bible get away. He tell you what not to do, but you do it anyway. Huh? You gonna ride around and get out dollars. He tell you what not to do, but you gonna do it anyway. On the wrong day, pay the fear. No, never mind. He reading your scriptures. We'll tell you what not to do, but you do it anyway. Read that verse again.
Verse number 5.
What?
Do well unto him that is lowly.
Yes.
But give not to the unyakwah.
Go ahead.
Hold back your bread.
Hold back your bread.
And give it not unto him.
Go ahead.
Lest he overmaster you thereby.
Watch this now.
For else you shall receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall
now,
have
done. Now, your father put a dog on you all of a sudden now. Now, you looking for Doc Cook. I got to go find Doc Cook. Why you got to go to? I just got to giving a big collection to this Sunday, Lord God and Jesus' name. Now, you got to go find Doc Cook. Go get me Doc Cook. Go get me Doc Cook. The man tell you can afford Doc Cook by do right. Do the Bible. Go ahead and read. Not personality. Not your flesh. Do the Bible. You loyal to just as the Yahweh of Israel only. Follow what he says for your blessing. Look at all the pills you got on your dresser. Every hour you got to take a pill. You're taking these pills because you're not obeying the Bible. You're doing personality. Let's do the Bible. Read.
Verse 6.
What?
For the Most High Yahweh hated sinners.
Yahweh hates sinners.
And will repay vengeance unto the unyakwah.
The biblical definition of a sinner is what, Brother Titus? 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, 8 through 10. What is the Bible definition of a sinner?
We're going to 1 John chapter 3.
This is how you find out about a sinner, by reading the Bible. What is the biblical definition of a sinner? For a sinner, 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, 4, 8 through 10. Bring it out, young man.
Righteous beloved John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
What?
Skip down verse 8 through 10.
What?
1 John chapter 3, verse 3.
What?
And every man that hated his hope and him purified himself even as he is pure.
Read that verse again. Take your time, young man.
Okay, let me read that. Right. Let me read that right.
Put up for blog talking.
1 John.
Facebook. Hold on. Don't talk over the field. First John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, then skip down to 8 to 10. Take time. Remember, YouTube is listening. Facebook is listening. Blog Talk is listening. Pal Talk is listening. And who else can get up anywhere else, step to the plate and get something going on and get your blessing. Go ahead and read.
First John chapter 3, verse 3, 4. Get down verse 8 through 10.
What it say?
First John chapter 3, verse 3.
What?
Every man that has his hope in him.
If every man or woman got this hope in them.
Purify himself.
Purify yourself.
Even as he is pure.
Go ahead.
Verse 4.
What?
Whosoever committed sin.
Whosoever commits sin.
Transgresses also the law.
You transgressing the law.
For sin.
For sin.
Is the transgression of the law.
It's the breaking of the law.
Yes.
That the law. It's going to keep saying it. You breaking the law. That's what sin is. Now, he's going to tell you, when you do that, what you're working with, 8 down to verse 10. Let the Bible speak.
1 John, verse 3, verse 8 to 10. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. I mean, verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil.
What?
He that committed sin is of the devil.
The Bible says that.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
For Satan the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yeah.
For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifest.
See, he was, so the reason the Son came, it was manifest. He's telling, now he can tell you why was he manifest. Go ahead.
That he might destroy the works of Satan the devil. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he destroyed the works of Satan the devil. Satan the one told you keep Sunday. Mm-hmm. Satan the one told you do the Lord God and Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well,
Satan the one told you was African American and Negro and color.
Hallelujah.
Satan the one told you that when you read the 11th chapter, verse 26, that is talking about they were first called Christians. But you got the whole concept of that verse in 42 A.D. From Micaiah. Let's read about what a Christian really is, the really terminology of Christian, but we all can know together. See, you think a Christian means a follower of Jesus Christ, our Lord. They didn't use that word just to be used, that word in 11:26. Let's find out exactly what's going on. Remember, they was only speaking three languages. So the language they had been speaking was, what we can read, what language they speaking of, brother Titus? Let's see the language that was speaking at the time of Yahweh's time. Let's run to the 19th chapter of Matthew. You got to have the truth. Mm-hmm. If you don't get the truth, you're going to be all over the place. The 19th chapter of Matthew, I don't know what language was spoken when they taken him and delivered him up. What was the language was spoken that we can read? So remember, what we can read. We're going to the 19th chapter, and we're going to find out what is the three languages that we can deal with that we can read. In the 19th chapter, pick it up at verse number 20. 19:20. Take your time and come smooth.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 20.
Yes, sir. No, St. John there, young lad.
All right. Yeah, I'm...
Read, young man, read.
All right, John 19, we're going to John chapter 19. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Going to John chapter 19, that's it. Hallelujah, Yahweh. John chapter 19. All right, verse, John chapter 19.
Verse 20.
This title, then read many of Yahdah Judah for the place where Yahweh the Son was crucified. Was near to the city, and it was written. In Hebrew.
It was written in Hebrew.
In Greek.
It was written in Greek.
In Latin.
There was the three languages that Yahweh the Son was dealing with at that time. Remember, they were speaking Greek when Alexander the Greek jumped them over there in the book of Maccabees. So they were speaking Greek. Then when the Romans the Greeks and brought them in and they started speaking Latin.
Mm-hmm.
They started speaking Latin then. Mm-hmm. But they national language was Hebrew. Semitic, but they called it Hebrew. So because you speak another language, that don't mean you don't know your own language. You got a lot of people speak another language, but that don't mean you lose this language. They never lost their Semitic tongue.
Right.
But they was up on the power of the So they spoke Greek because they was running things.
That's right.
And when the Romans jumped in, the same people said you were speaking Latin.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Latin man jumped in, so all these descendants of Esau, the three languages that you're speaking, these are three languages. So the only way you can get the word called Christian, you got to get it out of these three languages. You can't get Christian from the English way of spelling Christian because it wasn't spelled. That was in English.
That's right.
It was spelled either in Greek or Latin.
Uh-huh.
Christian. So how was it spelled in Latin? How was the word Christian spelled in Latin? Because remember, you got three languages. You got Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. So now, one of these languages is how you spell Christian. So now go and look in Latin and tell me how you spell Christian. How do you spell Christian in, on the young line? How do you spell Christian in Latin?
All right. We're going over to the book of the Ford Dictionary, Oxford, the English Dictionary. And we're going to pick up some in late 18th century.
I want to know one thing in Latin. How do you spell Christian?
C-R-E-S-T-I-N.
That's how you spell Christian first. So when they went to Antioch in 1126, they spelled the word Christian that way. It was no English. English was started in 449 A.D., official language in 1382. So when you read the book of 1126, when the disciple was called Christian at Antioch, how was the word spelled in Latin? Because that's who was running things, the Romans. Is that right?
Only not one.
So the Romans run, how they spell the word Christian?
C-R-E-S-T-I-N.
Now, let's go see why was they called Christian. Now let's go read according to Latin, why was they called Christian? They weren't called Christian based upon a religion. Why was they called Christian? What do that word really mean that they was calling the disciples? What do that really mean, the word Christian, according to the one that gave it to you? Now read what that word means, Christian. Spell it again in Latin.
C-R-E-S-T-I-N.
Now, what do that word mean?
All right. We're going to read the origins of the word Christian from the Ford Dictionary, the Oxford English, from Ford Maddox, 1873-1939. We got the late 18th century. From French, it has C-R-E-T-I-N. It's from Swiss French. In Latin form, it's spelled C-R-E-S-T-I-N, Christian, Christianus. Here used from Latin, Christianus. Here to mean human being apparently as a reminder, being apparently that thought deformed. Christian, were human and not beast, is offensive, a stupid person.
What is it?
A stupid person.
When they first called him Christian going to Antioch, they called him a stupid person. That was the biblical definition of what the word Christian means in the Latin. They called him a stupid person because when they showed up, they didn't bring no statues before them. They didn't have no Mithras. They didn't have no Diana. They didn't have no cow before them. See, everybody's mighty one is always was the image. They didn't bring nothing but the Bible, so the world looked at them and they called him Christian.
Hallelujah.
The biblical definition of the word Christian in the Latin means you are what?
Stupid person.
Go ahead and read.
Used as offensive, used as a general term of abuse. A person who is physically deformed and has learning difficulties because of congenital thyroid deficiency,
Benet. The thyroid, now you know a thyroid comes. You know, they had a movie called The Mac, and the guy looked, they call him a dwarf, a little dwarf, because they have a thyroid problem. Or sometimes you have a thyroid problem, you grow up to be 7-8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
That what they were saying to them, they was calling them a stupid person. They was not bringing a religion in the Latin called Christian.
That's right.
The world noticed that. So you go in your a piece of computer and put the Latin word in for Christian and spell it again.
C-R-E-S-T-I-N.
That's how you spell it. And they were speaking the Latin, they were speaking Greek, and Latin took over from Greek, but they were Hebrew, speaking Semitic language. The word Christian means you are a what?
Stupid person.
That's what they were calling them going to Antioch. A stupid person. Go ahead and read some up.
All right. We're going to Christian. Christian. Christian,
C-R-E-T-I-N.
Yes.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Dumb.
Mental disability.
Yes.
Retard.
A what?
Retard.
So when you were Christian, in their eyes, in the origin, they was calling you a what?
Retard.
A retard. Go ahead.
Retarded.
Go ahead, retarded.
Stupidity.
And?
Idiot.
And an idiot. So the word that's called Christian today, in the eyes of those that made it in Latin, is calling you an idiot. So when you are Christian born and bitch and Christian going, you need to know the definition of what words you're using. They call you that word because you're an idiot in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It wasn't no religion they were talking about. That's why you got to come out of the English. The English transformed this word into better, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. They softened the word down, but in the Latin, it meant you were the ignorant person with a thyroid deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? That's what they was calling them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they left and they gave you another name. Now go to the 13th chapter. And then they gave you another name. 13 verse 1. Let's see it says in Acts 13 verse 1. Then they gave you another name. Since they know you are really the ignorant person, that means you're a Christian, is the ignorant person, they gave you another name. What they gave you in 13 verse 1? When you got to Antioch again. When people think you coming, they call you by another name in 13 verse 1. What they call you?
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse number 1, read.
What?
Verse 2.
What?
Verse 1, mean.
What?
Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain elders and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called nigger.
They was calling you a Christian nigger. That was calling you an ignorant nigger because you had nothing for you that they could work with. Because they know they had everything. They was calling you an ignorant nigger. That's what the word means. You they was called an ignorant nigger when you got to Antioch. That's the number one answer you was called. An ignorant nigger. Christian. That was called a Christian ignorant nigger. And the color you was black in their sight. And you got that terminology when you went over there to Liberia. When you was talking about the Romans in Liberia, the land of the Hebrews, of evil, that's when you got recalled the black. Because they took the word by being the white.
Oh, okay.
So that's over there in Liberia. Hmm. So sooner or later, you will recognize that we come to free you from the things and bring you back to your nationality and your culture.
Hallelujah.
Because they looked at you and called you a black, ignorant nigger.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the word Christian. Then they moved the word down to English and got it mean a follower of Jesus Christ.
Woo.
But that ain't the origin of it. The origin of the word is, spell again, what's the origin in Latin?
The origin of it in Latin is C-R-E-S-T-I-N.
And you put that word in there, it will tell you what you mean. You was an ignorant person. That's what it was called to you. It was not calling you religion. You are walking into a religion. So when you call a Christian, remember one thing, in the eyes of, and all, and also Bible dictionary got it, and you go in your computer and just put the word in, it'll tell you all the place. It's all over the place. It's hidden and plain view. But as long as you're in a congregation of dead, you ain't gonna never see this thing. That's why you gotta break a loop and get to the sixth and other camp of boys.
Back to the young line.
That's right. Back to the
young
line.
Let's see, can we find that word inside of it's a one I saved this phone. Let's see, can we pull that word up for the nationalists? See what we can find on this word. We went and looked it up. Yeah, we're gonna look it up and see can we find this word. And see if we got anything getting up. We know we got C-R-E-S-T-I-N and we got C-R-E-T-I-N. They just took the S out. We got the Latin form. So let's see what happens when we type in C-R-E-S-T-I-N in the Latin form.
and see what we can get. So let's type that in our phones and see what we can find out. All right. Yeah, we're going to type that in our phone and see what we can get up out of there. Just in case, you know, we want to make sure that we do the things, too, that we tell the national audience to do, to go look it up in your phone, even though you can find it in your Oxford English Dictionary.
And be sitting down when you look it up on your phone. Be sitting down.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out something about, if we pull up this word, Christian, C-R-E-S-T-I-N, and see what we can get from there. And we typed it in, Christian, the Latin, Christian in Latin meaning, the etymology. That's what I pulled up so far from it. When I looked it up, and it gave me the C-R-E-T-I-N form. And also, okay, this is what it gave me, the C-R-E-S-T-I-N. It took the S out and just gave me the C-R-E-T-I-N. So it's the etymology from French, Christian, or Christian, idiot.
What it mean?
Idiot.
It's on the telephone?
On the telephone. In Google Dictionary, they go pull it up. Once you type in Christian, C-R-E-S-T-I-N, in Latin meaning, it says from Christian. Hallelujah. Well, Yahweh bless you, that mother dear for Israel, C. Roy. We have We have from Christian, an Alpine dialectical form of Christine, from Latin Christianus, in the lost sense of anyone in Christendom, often with a sense of poor follower.
Is what?
Poor follower.
What kind of follower?
A poor follower. I mean fellow, F-E-L-L-O-W. Is that fellow? Am I saying that right? F-E-L-L-O-W.
Fellow.
A poor fellow. Yeah, I said that wrong. Fellow.
You're Christian, you're what?
A poor fellow.
You mean you found it on your telephone?
You can find it on your telephone. And we have it in a Wiccanary, this part. Trying to see if we get any more intense search on his word. Just in case the national audience want to look up for themselves and see what else we can find out about this word, Christian. We have some more meanings on it. Original meaning of Christian in world history, Christian. And it has human being here. But let's get a little bit more in depth about just, is it just a human being for this word? Let's see what we can find. And like I said, we're just strolling out. Just check up on some things.
All we're doing is strolling down.
Yeah.
Huh? All you doing is strolling down.
Strolling down and finding out a little bit more in-depth research about this word.
Hey, Bibb, she got something with the microphone.
What you got, Sister Bibb? There you go. Bring it on out to that song.
Give them the microphone.
Loud and clear, Sister Bibb.
Loud and clear.
Bring it on out for me. Oh,
dear, Bibb.
Okay. One day, Christian, C-R-E-T-I-N, originally means.
Okay.
A stupid person, English language has no shortage or cruel name for people. And one of them is C-R-E-T-I-N, Christian, which is what you call someone who is very, very dumb in the head.
Very dumb what?
Very, very dumb.
So you're a Christian, you not A-B, you got to bring it out for the national. You're a Christian, you what?
Very, very dumb in the head.
You mean it's on that one-eyed face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spell that
Christian. C-R-E-T-I-N.
So if you are Christian on the origin of Christian, that makes you what? Now you got brown out of
someone who is very, very dumb in the head.
So now you see what Yahweh is saying in Isaiah 65:15, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
That's what Yahweh was telling you. That you will be very dumb in the head, and the Christian is the number one religion here, right? And Christian is number one. So they very dumb in the head, and Yahweh told Isaiah in 65:15, what do you think?
The book of Isaiah 10, chapter 65. Verse 15.
What?
And you should leave your name for a curse.
And you're going to leave your name for a curse. You go ahead.
unto my chosen.
Go ahead.
For Yahweh shall slay you.
And he's going to slay you.
And call his servants by another name.
You're going to leave your name for a curse. When you pick, so now when you are Christian, you are what kind of, what is again, how you get, what is it saying?
Very dumb in the head.
You very dumb in the head is Christian. So they ask you about being a Christian. You very dumb in the head. And where do you find that at, A-Bill? Where do you find that, A-Bill? What did you put in to find that?
It's, people also ask, what does C-R-E-T-I-N originally mean?
Christian.
Yep, it's under the vocabulary.com.
Most DFM people don't know where you find. But what you do, what you go, what she said she got to take care of her granddaughter real soon and tell her pull up on the phone.
Vocabularycop.com.
Say that again real loud and clear for us. Want to make sure everybody hear that.
Okay, it says people also ask, and it says what did C-R-E-T-I-N originally mean?
Correct.
And it's under Christian definition, meaning and similar. Vocationary.com.
So if you want to find out the true meaning of being a Christian, you bury Darwin in the head, and that's when they first put it together. So it was called bury Darwin in the head with the Antioch. If they bury Darwin in the head, go up there, they ain't got no statues, all they bring books with them. That's dumb in the head. See, that's what it says. So that's why they gave you a name called Christian. They wasn't saying you bring no religion. You was dumb in the head by coming there with no idols in their eyesight. That's why they called you dumb, because everybody, even when Titus broke down on you in 70 AD, he was looking for your mighty one. What mighty one it was? I don't see none of them here. But a seven of Manoah light. He said, what is they big mighty ones there? And they don't have none. They speak to somebody they don't see. Boy, that means they're a Christian. Yeah? So that's why he was called a Christian back in Memphis. The Romans were speaking Latin. So the word you look for the word Christian, that is in Latin, not in English. They don't cover the word up in English, but you got to go to the Latin because that was the language that was spoken at that time. Latin was spoken, not English. English man covered the word up and says, that means a follower of Lord God Jesus Christ. That's in English, but not in the language when it was said. The Romans spoke Latin, and they spoke Greek. So in Greek, the word Christ is Christo. The mighty ones are Kyrios and Theos in Greek. Kyrios, Theos, and Christo. They was not speaking English. They started speaking English to 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. You got to come out of these dead congregations. The Latin man was not speaking English. When Jerome wrote the book called the Vulgate in 400 A.D., that book was in Latin. But the people that was in power to read the book in Latin. That came out of Greek. That came out of Semitic called Hebrew. It was no English. No Lord. No God. No Jesus. That's going to get you down in the bottom of the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. Now go to Luke. Go to the book of Luke. See, you get a second witness, and if you still don't want to pay the deal, no, never mind. That's on you. Mm-hmm. But he tell you, they was not speaking no Lord God and Jesus. They spoke Latin, the one that was in power. So when you go to Luke, it tells you with the precept witness in Luke, and I hope you're writing it down, especially on the national audience, because we try to feed you to let you know that Lord God and Jesus is going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. In the book called 23, verse 38. Read it, young man. Luke 23, 38. Ask your preacher, what's going on here?
I'm going to book of Luke, chapter 23, 38. chapter 23, verse 38.
What?
Luke chapter 23, verse 38. And the superscription also was written over there in the letter of Greek.
Greek.
And Latin.
Latin.
And Hebrew.
And Hebrew. So in Greek, Latin, or Hebrew, it's no Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha in there. It's no Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Jehovah, nowhere in Greek today, not in Latin today, not in Hebrew today. It's no such word. Them is new words from Satan the devil called the English man. 449 A.D. 1382, you got the English language. The Bible was closed. They know nothing about no Lord God and Jesus. Them names don't get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. When they was calling you Christian in Latin, they was calling you a dumb, ignorant person in the head. Because you had no mighty one before you. You had nothing but some scrolls in your hand. And these guys are stupid. They ain't got nothing to work with. They're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That is the origin of the word called Christian in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Spell that word out again. Spell it.
C-R-A-T-I-N.
Spell it again, Elder.
C-R-A-T-I-N.
So that word means you are an ignorant person in the head. First used by the Latin to the father of Yahweh the Son. They cleaned the word up and gave you Christian in English 2,000 years later. 2,000 years later, you was called dumb in the head in 42 A.D. When you read the 11th chapter, verse 26 of Luke, that's 42 A.D. And 449, 1382, that's an English tag. It's time for you to wake up and come back to your nationality and your culture and come away from them lying preachers of the Roman Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, the WCC, and all these Christians you're going to on the wrong day and giving your hard-earned money to the people that will get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. It's time for you to wake up and come back to your nationality and your culture and understand the word Christian mean you a dumb in the head in Latin. You dumb in the head. And you will remain, read that verse, mother, 23:16. And you keep doing what you're doing, you will remain in Proverbs 16:23. Well, you'll be there. Hey, mother, be up Israel. What are those Christians going to keep on doing? Where are they going to be at?
That's my life.
Proverbs 23. Pass Mother D.F. Israel that microphone because she likes to holler that microphone anyway. Proverbs 16. What I want? 16:23. Proverbs 16:23. So you got to understand something. English is the newest language and the last language on the planet.
Proverbs 21,
the word Christian never was used, the people never used that word the way we use today in English.
What'd you say?
Proverbs 21, verse 16.
21:16 of Proverbs.
Proverbs 21, verse 16. The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So if you identify with being a Christian, where are you at in the head, mother?
In the congregation of
you're
the
in the congregation of the dead. You using the word in English. English did not exist. That was Latin-speaking people. Jerome wrote them a book in 400 A.D. in Latin. The word Christian means then you are ignorant person in the head. And you got a thyroid problem in your head. That's what they were saying by calling them Christian and calling them nigger. They go a Christian nigger. And that's what you are today, a Christian nigger, according to 13 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they laughing at you. Because you don't know your nationality. You don't know your culture. You follow the Roman Catholic Church. You follow the Latter-day Saints. You follow the WCC. And all their teaching came out of the Babylonian system. That's how Egypt got it through the Babylonian system. That's how it was cut down. Yeah. All that is of saving the devil. When this guy named Joseph found some tablets, he said the tablet was in the Egyptian hieroglyphic writing. Yahweh ain't writing nothing in hieroglyphic. When he met Paul, what language did he holler at Paul in that we can read?
Mm.
Let's see. He don't change. Tell me out in the book of Acts. Let me show you when Yahweh spoke to his people, what language he spoke to them is the one that was in charge. Now, what are we going to read that verse at? We're going to read the verse in the book of Acts. Now, Yahweh is going to speak from heaven down to Paul, and Paul is going to rehearse the righteous act. He's going to tell them what happened to him, the one that was in power. So now we're going to and find out exactly what tongue did the mighty one speak to Paul in. Let's see if he speak to him in English. He will tell you right now. We're going to read in the 26th chapter, right? We're going to find out what tongue when the almighty Paul was rehearsing the righteous act and he heard somebody speaking to him. And 26, you tell the king of Agrippa what tongue that he was speaking to and what name he called. And verse 14. Read that mother up, Israel. Acts 26, verse 14. What was going on that we can read? Acts 26, verse 14. Now here go to Almighty. Remember in Malachi 3:6? He don't change. In the book of Hebrews 13:8-9, he don't change. So he don't change the way he do things. 36, verse 14, bring it.
Acts chapter 26, verse 14.
Listen God.
And when we were all fallen to the earth.
We all fallen to the earth.
I heard a voice.
What?
Speaking unto me.
I heard a voice speaking to me.
And saying. And the Shemitic
is right. He was speaking to him in the Hebrew tongue, probably Semitic tongue. What is his name they called? He called him.
Saul.
And you called him Paul, huh? His name is Yahweh called him what?
Saul.
Now let me show you how you catch him rat red-handed. Now read the words that they got in Hebrew in the verse 15. Let's see what they got is in Hebrew. And you know these words are not in Hebrew. It's time to come out of the congregation of dead. Verse 15, what are the words they got here? They got two words here, and these words is not in Latin, Greek, or Hebrew. What words is that?
Verse 15.
Right.
And I said, who art thou, Lord?
Lord. Now, you know ain't no Lord in no Hebrew, Greek. You see how you get your rat rock. This English word, it wasn't no English when he was thinking of him in Hebrew. It ain't no Lord in Hebrew, Greek, or Latin, is it?
No.
And what's another word they ever use?
And he said,
what?
I am Jesus.
I am Jesus. Now look at that. See how you catch them red-handed? They speaking in Hebrew, and it ain't no Lord or Jesus in Hebrew, right. Latin, or Greek. Right. Back to the young line.
See
ya.
Go ahead, before you go back to the young line, then let me just flip something there.
Hallelujah. Come on, help.
To second that emotion about that word greeting. In the book of Acts chapter 4.
Put the mic on.
Acts chapter 4, Mother D, verse 13. Let's see what they thought about our people back in the day.
This is what
the dictionary just said. Acts chapter 4, verse number 13. Just give us what we need and we move on.
Hallelujah, God. As I am.
Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men.
They
marveled.
They were Christians. When they think they were Christians. Cover the word up then.
Mm-hmm.
They had years to cover the big dignitary, big pastor called me on with me in English. I said, well, they weren't speaking English. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
So right. Oh, you knew I was around on time. But you were on the August. Big old son and preacher called me. Well, they, well, Christian means the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I said, yeah, in English. But not the time of 42 A.D. They were not speaking English in 42 A.D. When you read 11, verse 26 of Acts, that's 42 A.D.
Mm.
They were speaking Latin.
That's right.
You want that word, Christian. And that word says you are Thyroid prophet in the head. That's the word you want in Latin, the language that was spoken at that time. Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get out of English. Well, no English. You want to talk about he the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? No. Not in Hebrew, Greek, or Latin. Yeah, in English. 13, verse 1 of Zechariah, bring it.
Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day, there shall be a fountain open to the family of David.
Yeah, a fountain will be open for the family of David.
And to the inhabitants of Judah.
And for Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
For sin and for uncleanness.
Yeah. Yeah, can you read?
Verse 2. And it shall come to pass.
And it's going to come to pass.
And that day says Yahweh of hosts. That I will cut off the name of the idols.
All them idols' names, I'm going to cut off the Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Sunday keeping, whole eating. I'm going to cut that off. Good.
Out of the land. And they shall no more be remembered.
And you not remember that stuff no more.
And also I will cause the seal.
Come on, y'all lines.
Okay,
What y'all doing?
And the unclean spirit.
I'm going to get rid of all the unclean spirits.
To pass out of the land.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Verse 3.
What?
And it shall come to pass.
And it's going to come to pass.
That when any shall yet prophesy.
If you catch any more preacher tell you about, I had a dream and you got a cock coming, a home coming in 2 weeks, you know. It hit my tithe box a little heavier than you normally hit.
Then his father and
his mother
that begat him shall say unto him.
Hey, listen, good mother, see.
Thou shalt not live.
You said you're not gonna live. Why?
For thou speakest lies.
Because you lied. That your own mother and daddy gonna say you lied. You're trying to be a pastor and a bishop, but you lying, and our own hands, Yahweh, I'm stiff enough to choke you in your neck. You see that? Y'all hear that?
Yahweh.
Read it again, because I mean, y'all, you hear it? He said, I'm going to raise up your own mama and daddy that got you. And they're going to say to you, my son, my daughter, you lying. And what they gonna do to you according to the Bible? What they gonna do? What they gonna do?
Verse 3.
What's your mother gonna do? What's your daddy gonna do? What they gonna do?
And it shall come to pass
what?
That when any shall yet prophesy. Then his father.
And his mother.
That naturally begot him, shall say unto him.
What they gonna say unto him?
Thou shalt not live.
You're not gonna live with that line, that Lord God Jesus, Sunday teaching, Paul eating, skinny jean wearing. You ain't gonna live. What they gonna do?
For thou speakest lies.
You lying. You lying to the people. You t-
tell them about the 3 years you'll be raptured up and away. You lied, the kingdom's going to be here. You lied to them. Read.
In the name of Yahweh.
What?
In the name of Yahweh.
Where?
And his father and his mother that begot him shall thrust him through.
They gonna take something, shout up, and thrust you through.
When he prophesied.
When you prophesied them lies. That means you gotta do something, mother, in Revelation 21, verse 3. What do you gotta do? You gotta do something to make it happen. But you wanna turn on your own flesh and blood kin and do some damage to him for lying. That means he gotta do something that we can read in prophecy. Let's find out just what he got to do in 21, verse 3 and 4. He got to do something. Now, all the way you're going to turn on your own family and stick them right in the ring for lying. Because when you wake them up, they're going to wake up start lying again by saying, I'm a Christian. And you got to get on them. So he got to do something for you that we can read in 21, verse 3 and 4.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4.
What
is that? Verse 3.
What?
And I heard a great voice out of heaven.
I heard a great voice out of heaven.
Saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with me.
Okay, good.
And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people.
Yes.
And Yahweh himself shall be with them. And be their Yahweh. Verse 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
He's going to wipe away all tears from your eyes.
And there shall be no more death.
It's going to be no more death.
Nor sorrow.
No more sorrow.
Nor crying.
No crying.
Neither shall there be any more pain.
There'll be no more pain.
For the former things are past.
That means going to take that spirit out of you. When you talking to your son, your daughter now about get right in the Sabbath day. He will remove that spirit from you. He gonna stint in your hand and go over there and cut him on the head yourself. Mm-hmm. And you not even bat an eye. You'll say, give me some herb tea behind it. Mm-hmm. So you'll move that crying gene out. Mm-hmm. Do right, my son. Do right, my daughter. Mm-hmm. He's gonna take that gene out of you. Mm-hmm. You'll go over there and stick him real good for life. So I call himself a Christian. You're gonna stick him good. Mm-hmm. And he will ask for a nice little meal on the side. But where did he pull that from? The 25th chapter of Micaiah, verse 7 and 8. He pulled that verse. Letting you know how this thing going to be. Y'all probably going to take all this worried gene out of you. You're going to take all that worried gene out of you. 25, 7 and verse 8. Isaiah. And I know you worry about them piece of kids now. He's going to remove that gene out of you. So you can take care of this man's business. And he won't be sitting down when you do it. And Mother, he had that work. He's going to be sitting down there watching this thing. And Luke 19:27. What did it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 7 and verse number 8.
What did it say?
Verse 7 read.
What?
And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people.
Yes.
And the veil that is spread over all nations.
Yes.
Verse 8. He will swallow death in victory. And the Yahweh will wipe away tears from off all faces.
He can wipe away all them tears you crying about these old babies that won't do right. Yeah. Keep telling babies, come keep the Sabbath day. Listen, baby. Listen, my child. He's going to remove that from me. You're going to go over there and put him in a headlock yourself and push his head in the tree. Mm-hmm. And you ain't going to take none of it. Because that gene going to be removed from you. See? And when all that's going on, Mother, E.F. Israel, it'll be happening in Luke 19, verse 27. And wow. Young man, Brother, Titus, I mean, Sacramento 13, 1 through 11. And then back to Mother Eve, getting in Hebrews chapter 4, 4 down to verse 8. I'm on the sideline, look at this. Luke 19:27.
Luke chapter 19.
This story is told. Facebook got to hear this story. YouTube got to hear this story. If you call a Christian in the Latin, you are a what kind of person? A, B, or B, it is.
Yes. Let me overmaster you thereby.
He gonna overmaster you by overmaster you. Go ahead.
For else you receive twice as much evil for all the good that you should have done unto him.
See, Yahweh gonna turn up and have more evil on you. And you say, I thought I was doing good, but not according to the Bible. Go ahead.
Verse 6. For the Most High Yahweh hated sinners.
Yahweh hated sinners.
And repay vengeance unto the unyakwali.
He gonna pay vengeance to the unyakwali.
And keepeth them against the mighty day of their punishment.
Good. A punishment coming when you do it, you don't do it the Bible way. You do it because of personality, favor-wise. You gotta do Bible to get to where you wanna get to for salvation. You gotta do Bible. Tell that preacher, come sit down with voices.
Of the Jews tonight.
And learn the right way to get your people in the kingdom, not going up and away. You're killing yourself and everybody to hear you with that Sunday Lord God and Jesus talk. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
What?
Give them to the good.
Give them to the good.
And help not the sinner.
Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. A friend cannot be known in prosperity, and an enemy cannot be hidden in adversity.
All right, good. So we good. So we clear. Now, what was that, Bob?
We got done. We ran out there. We got Luke.
Oh, yeah, come on back to Luke 19:27. See, if you don't do right, Luke 19:27 is waiting on you. What did it say?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But those... Yeah, those my enemies.
Now, those my enemies, the Lord God, Jesus, and the Sunday keepers.
Which would not that I should reign over.
You don't want to keep what Yahweh got written in his Bible.
Bring hither.
Bring them here.
And slay them.
And do what?
Slay them.
And kill them.
Before me.
Before me. Yahweh, let me cross my leg first. And now bring them all before me and do what?
And slay them.
And slay them before him. He said, I want to see you cut them on the head. Is that what we just read?
Hallelujah.
And that's in the book. What book that is? Luke what?
Luke 19:27.
Uh-huh. What it says, Brother Micaiah, in Hebrews chapter 6, 4 through 8?
Going over there to the book of... Going to the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Say verse what?
Four down to verse 8. In young man, Micaiah, I mean...
Second letter, 13:1-11. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and had tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the righteous spirit, the Holy Ghost, verse 5, and had tasted the good word of Yahuwah and the powers of the world to come, verse 6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of Yahweh the Father afresh, and put him to an open shame.
See, if you fall away from this word, you put him to shame. If you fall away from this word, you let your feelings get in the way, you fall away from this word, you put him to shame. Go ahead.
Verse 7. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meet for them by whom it is dressed.
Okay, now listen good.
Receive his blessings from Yahuwah.
You see blessings from Yahuwah if you hold on to this thing. Watch your sin now in verse 8. Now listen good.
But that which bears thorns.
But you bear thorns.
And buries is rejected.
And you will be what?
Rejected.
You will be rejected.
And is now unto cursing.
Now you for cursing?
Whose end is to be burned.
What?
Burned.
You'll be what?
Burned.
You'll be burned. The man gonna burn you. Your end, you be what?
Burned.
First. Huh? Preach up that to 2 Peter 2:18-22, that young man. Now Peter gonna get in here and tell you something. Paul was talking, now Peter talking. You don't pay the seal on the devil nine, we read scripture. 2 Peter 2:18-22, listen.
Book of 2 Peter, chapter 2,
what?
verse 18 and 22. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 18, reads.
Listen.
For when they speak great swelling words.
That's
about
all they do on Sunday. They speak great swelling words on Sunday.
They allure through the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
Through much wantonness.
Yes.
Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error.
They say you need to, if you clean, escape from them that live in error.
Verse 19.
Yeah, you better escape from them Sunday keeping Lord God and Jesus preaching.
Hallelujah. Well,
go ahead.
While they promise them liberty.
And they always promise you some freedom.
They themselves are the servants of corruption.
And you're the servant of sin, corruption.
For of whom a man is overcome.
Yeah.
Of the same is he bought in bondage.
And you bought in bondage by keeping Sunday. Lord God Jesus. Go ahead.
Verse 20.
Right.
For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world.
You escaped the pollution of the world by visiting the six anointed camps of God.
Of the true Israelite.
Very.
Through the knowledge of the Yahweh the Father. And Yahweh the Son. They are again entangled therein.
But you get entangled again after we have cleaned you up.
And overcome.
And you overcome, but you got to go back because your feelings on got hurt. Go ahead.
The latter end is worse.
Your latter end is worse.
With them than the beginning.
Than the beginning.
Verse 21.
What?
For it had been better for them not to have known
it's
the way of right.
For you never to be heard voices
of the children of the night.
Known the way of righteousness.
Yeah.
Then after they have known it.
And after you are known it.
To turn from the righteous law.
And you are turned from the righteous law.
Delivered unto them.
Delivered unto them.
Verse 22.
What?
But it is happened unto them.
But it'll happen to them.
According to the true proverb.
What's that?
The dog.
What do he call you?
The dog.
What?
The dog is turned to his own vomit again. And the soap that was washed to her wallowing in the mirror.
When you turn from the truth of this Bible, Peter calls you a what?
The dog.
Now you see that? I didn't say a word. That's why you want to rub my head in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Peter called you. Once they have told you the truth and you still won't do right, because that Sunday preacher tell you something different, give me what I need there, young man. Brother Titus, I'm through with it.
Yes, sir.
Second Ezra chapter 13, verse 1 through 11.
And it came to pass after 7 days, I had dreamed a dream by night.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. And lo, there arose a wind from the sea, and that it moved all the ways thereof. Verse 3. And I beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousand of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. Verse 4. And whatsoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt that heard his voice. Like as the earth fell it when it feedeth the fire. Verse 5. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number. And from the four winds of heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea. Verse 6. But I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. Verse 7. But I would have seen the region or place without the hill was graven, and I could not. Verse 8. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, and yet durst fight. Verse 9. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he didn't lift up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. Verse 10. But only I saw that he said out of his mouth, and it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips, a flaming breath, and out of his tongue, he cast out sparks and tempest. Verse 11. And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude which were prepared to fight, and burnt them up, every one, so that upon the sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
All right. I'm gonna go back to this Christian thing. It's something that just came across my mind. I want to go back and let's read. Let's get a good understanding about what was taking place in the book of Acts, chapter 11, when they went over to Antioch. And let's read that storyline now. We all gonna do a little reading now because it's a nice little amount of reading. So we're gonna pick it up and let's bring this all out. Let's bring it together so we can see how this all tie in when they first was called Christians in Antioch. So let's see how this was this word ties into the storyline. Let's see if everybody gonna catch this so we can be clear. So let's pick it up at verse number matter of fact. Yeah, we're going to pick it up at verse number 18. Is that what I want? Yeah, let's pick it up at verse number 18, Mother D.F. Israel. And we're going to go around with this. And you're going to give me Acts chapter 11. Give me verse 18, 19, 21, and 22. And then Brother Titus, Israel, C. Roy, Traviat, I. Judah.
Yes, sir.
Give me 23, 24 down to 26. And since they did, I want you to bring me 27 down to verse number 30. Everybody got that? But we just want to get this storyline so when it all come out, we can see how this fit right on in where their minds was at. Because remember, the elder brought out something earlier. He brought out Acts chapter 4, verse 13, how they looked at us as we was ignorant. And it's even talking about and showing that, you know, just because we wasn't worshiping statues like Dinah and Jupiter and all these different statues that was around during that time, you know, they looked at us like we was fools. So let's get a count on that. So let's pick that storyline up. And I'm going to hand it back over to you, Brother Tyler. I just want to make sure we get a good understanding when we see that part now, how we're going to bring it out. Acts chapter 11. Let's pick it up at verse, 18, Mother D.F. Israel?
These are 18, 19,
21,
and
22. Okay, you got your spot. Let's do it.
Acts chapter 11, verses 18. When they heard these things. Acts chapter 11, verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
When they heard these things, they held their peace.
Mm-hmm.
And honored, glorified Yahuwah.
That's right.
Saying, then has Yahuwah also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the
persecution
that arose about Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Traveled as far as
Phoenicia,
and
Cyprus,
and Antioch.
That's right.
Teaching the word to none but unto the Yahdah Judah only.
That's right. So they was only going. They was going teaching the word. Make sure Yahdah Judah gets that lit first. Verse 20. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Keep reading all the way down, all the way down. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyrus and Cyrene.
Cyrene, yes, ma'am.
Which when they were come to Antioch.
So they came to the land of Antioch.
Spake unto the Grecians.
Uh-huh. So they speak to the Grecians.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing.
Teaching Yahweh the Son.
So they were teaching Yahweh the Son to the Grecians. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 21. And the hand of Yahweh was with them.
Mm-hmm.
And a great number believed and turned unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the congregation, which was in Yahweh Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent forth Barnabas.
They sent forth Barnabas.
That he should go as far as Antioch.
So he told him, God, you go on down as far as Antioch, Barnabas. 23. Who got 23? Well, yeah.
All right, 23.
Yeah.
Chapter 23 to 26.
No.
No, you got. You had 11, Brother Todd. Acts.
Yeah, Acts chapter 11, right?
Yeah, bring it on out.
All right, Acts chapter 11, verse 23.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 11, verse 23. And when he came and had seen the mercy of Yahweh, was glad and exhorted them all that were with purpose of mind, they were cleaving to Yahweh. Verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the righteous spirit and of the covenant, faith, and much people was added unto Yahweh. Verse 25, then departed Barnabas to Tarshish for to seek Saul.
So he went to Saul, he went to look for Saul. 26.
Verse 26, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass that the whole year they considered themselves with the church. Let's read like it is. With the church and taught much people.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples were called Christians. First, in Antioch.
So, man, if they start teaching the people inside of the congregation of the children of Israel, now, you have ones that was in there, right? And they start, as they start teaching, some was being converted over back to the truth. But as they start teaching the ones that's been over converted to the truth, you always got ones that's going to be using words like Christians. Remember, you can't leave your name for a curse.
That's right.
You can't, so they start calling them Christians because you have people that didn't believe. So remember, they start looking at them as if they was, who you serving? What statues do you have? So they start looking at them as Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Well, Acts chapter 4, verse 13 says, Mother Eve.
Acts